KPBS On Demand is supported by Rancho La Puerta, a health resort 45 minutes from San Diego. Summer retreat packages of 3, 4, or 7 nights include hiking, water classes, mindfulness, and culinary adventures with farm-fresh ingredients. RanchoLaPuerta.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Some mayors in California are asking Governor Newsom for more funding for homelessness. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. It's going to be a windy and colder day today with a chance of more rain headed our way tonight. Temperatures in the inland and coastal areas will be in the low to mid-60s. There is a wind advisory in effect in the mountain and desert areas from 5 this evening until 11 p.m. Friday. Gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour. Temps in the mountains will be in the low 50s, and in the deserts it'll be in the mid-80s. The National Weather Service says tomorrow is expected to be the coldest day of the week, with up to 15 degrees below average for this time of year. If you are starting to plan your summer travels, the San Diego International Airport just added an extra nonstop international flight each day. British Airways is increasing its flights from San Diego to London to 2 flights daily through October 25th. According to the San Diego County Regional Airport Authority, the demand for the British Airways flight has grown 50% over the last 4 years. Although London is a popular place to visit, it's also one of the more popular connecting airports that travelers stop at before heading to another destination. The 2 flight options include an evening and night departure time. SeaWorld and Sesame Place San Diego are now offering free and discounted passes for active duty military and veterans in honor of Military Appreciation Month in May. U.S. military veterans can register for free one-day passes to SeaWorld Parks for themselves and 3 guests. They can do that through May 12th at www.wavesofhonor.com. And for Sesame Place San Diego, veterans can get 50% off up to 6 tickets. Veterans can register for those tickets online at govx.com. The tickets for both parks must be used by May 27th. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
The mayors of California's largest cities are asking Governor Gavin Newsom for more consistent funding for homelessness. Metro reporter Angie Bowen has the story.
For the past 6 years, California has offered grants to local governments to help homeless people get off the streets and into housing. The funds pay for things like shelters and outreach workers, but the funding isn't permanent. Each year, it's subject to state budget negotiations. Mayor Todd Gloria says that makes it hard for cities to develop consistent spending plans.
We can make meaningful progress on homelessness, but we need the resources to scale our programs and projects for lasting impact. And that's why we need this funding to be made ongoing.
A recent state audit found San Diego could improve how it tracks and reports spending on homelessness. Gloria says he welcomes more accountability from the state. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Thousands of victims of the January flooding have been approved for federal assistance through FEMA. Reporter Melissa May gives us the breakdown of the agency's aid to San Diego residents.
3 months after the January flooding and 2 months since the presidential major disaster declaration, FEMA has released a snapshot of the help it's provided over 60 days. Currently, close to 2,900 households have been approved for FEMA grants and over $22 million in federal assistance approved. Gerard Hamink is with FEMA.
95 to 99% of all the approved money has been sent out to people, generally direct deposit.
Homeowners and renters can also apply for Small Business Administration loans. To help streamline the application process, both FEMA Disaster Recovery Centers in Mountain View and Spring Valley have been converted to SBA Disaster Loan Outreach Centers. Melissa May, KPBS News.
Earlier this month, the City Commission recommended moving a stretch of Carlsbad Boulevard to higher ground because of climate change. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen says the Carlsbad City Council reviewed those recommendations yesterday evening.
Scenic Carlsbad Boulevard abuts the coast. It's a beautiful drive where you can see pelicans flying by and gliding past surfers. But the road, also known as Highway 101, is being threatened by climate change and erosion. According to a city report, the stretch of Carlsbad Boulevard from Palomar Airport Road to Island Way is susceptible to damage from sea level rise. Mitch Silverstein with the Surfrider Foundation agrees with the commission. He thinks the council should act sooner rather than later.
If they're able to demolish the road at the same time as they reroute traffic, we can create a resilient beach that will be there with up to 6 feet of sea level rise.
The other option would be a phased approach where changes would take place incrementally over a 96-year period. A city spokesperson says the city still needs to find funding for the recommendations. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
The city of Vista is backing up its climate action goals with its first environmental commission. It's made up of local residents, and North County reporter Tanya Thorne says it includes one of the city's first Spanish-speaking commissioners.
For the past 5 years, Jovita Serafin has spent her Wednesdays picking up trash in neighborhoods in Vista. Her group is called Guerreras en Acción por un Vista Limpio, which means Warriors in Action for a Clean Vista. It's mainly made up of other moms and grandmas wanting to see their neighborhoods free of trash. Serafin will now be representing her district on Vista's first environmental commission.
Me siento como un bichito raro ahí, porque todos hablan inglés y yo lo entiendo, hablo poquito, no te voy a decir que mucho, pero sí, me siento rara en medio de muchas personas y yo nada más con mis audífonos escuchando la traducción.
She says she feels happy but nervous at the same time because she speaks very little English. But she hopes that her involvement in city government will encourage other Spanish-speaking residents to get involved as well. The commission will hold their first meeting on Wednesday. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Medieval poetry will be transformed into a dramatic composition for orchestra, chorus, and ballet dancers. Reporter Jacob Ayer says City Ballet of San Diego is getting ready to perform Carmina Burana and tell a tragic tale from the beginning of the Great Depression.
Grace, beauty, and power. Ballet is filled with emotions and sometimes stories.
Ballet has really been like one of the most important relationships of my life. It's always been like a partner that I've always had with me.
So say City Ballet of San Diego dancers Ariana Gonzalez and Brian Heil. They're looking forward to their upcoming high drama performance of Carmina Burana.
Carmina Burana is much more on that story side of the scale, from abstract to not. And so that one will require a great deal of acting along with the dancing.
It will be a grand and intense ballet, accompanied by a live orchestra and choir voices, says Ariana's husband and choreographer, Jeff Gonzalez.
I have this story that you follow from this man who goes through this whole period of gaining and gaining and then losing everything all at once. And then also you have the story of the music and how it kind of was created, and at the time that it was created, especially around the jazz age.
The program is twofold. First is Mozart's Concerto for Flute, Harp, and Orchestra. It's a technical, elegant, and romantic ballet, says artistic director Stephen Wistrich.
So it's a very, very soothing kind of a score. It just puts you at ease. And the dancing is I would say neoclassical, which is kind of based on classical dancing, but it has a little bit more modern edge to it. and they wear very, very beautiful tutus.
Then comes the iconic music of Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. And the accompanying contemporary ballet performance focused on the great stock market crash in 1929.
Getting lost in somebody else's life story. So this to me is like why I love, you know, dancing so much. So I'm just thrilled to get to take on such a dramatic, kind of darker role in this.
It starts off with the ending of the ballet. It starts off with a climax. So you can't come into it halfway. You have to be like already at like 110%.
These performances close out City Ballet's 31st season with a striking balance of opposites.
They couldn't be more different from each other in the way they look. The music is completely different. The costumes are completely different. And so we like to put programs together that will actually be surprising.
Mozart Concerto was last performed by City Ballet of San Diego in May 2018 and Carmina Burana in November 2019. This time it's in a new and expanded setting, the Concert Hall California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
I'm able to kind of just step outside of that box a little bit more now and incorporate more people, incorporate more looks and some more set pieces and just kind of grow on the idea.
Heil and Ariana have danced to this ballet before and say to take part is one of the pinnacles of their careers.
You know, it's not every day that you get to have a full-length story ballet created on you. And the fact that it's my husband doing the creating is really special.
It's always sort of my dream to like be on stage performing by myself, like with the orchestra, with the choir, and that is the reality of what's going to be happening. It's a dream come true for me in a lot of ways.
City Ballet of San Diego's Carmina Burana takes place at the Concert Hall California Center for the Arts in Escondido this May 4th and May 5th. Tickets can be purchased online. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. In tomorrow's podcast, one of our KPBS web producers is joining me to talk about Children's Day events happening in the county this weekend and next week. Join us for that, plus the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Rancho La Puerta, a health resort with 84 years of wellness experience providing vacations centered on mindfulness and well-being. Activities include sunrise hikes, water classes, yoga, and spa therapies. Learn more at rancholapuerta.com.